It's Friday, the 1st of November. Wow. Actually, as strange as it might sound, I quite enjoyed saying that. Something, I don't know, something nice about 1st of November. I don't know what it is, it just sounded nice to say. It's a lovely morning. Although it's now 9:10, I'm an hour late this morning. But it is lovely. It's cold, windy, patchy skies, but the sun's shining. You can see the difference in that hour in the sun from where it was yesterday morning above the rooftops to where it is now, an hour later in the morning, and boy, is it sweeping across the skyline. It's funny though, it does bring benefits of a kind. I know that when the sun is out in the winter months, I can sit in the garden, or I can sit in my room, which faces south, and I can watch the shadows move. Actually watch them move, not like sitting waiting for an egg to boil, but you can actually track it moving. It moves so fast, the shadows sweep around the room, and then you get beautiful sunrises. And you get the sun in your face when you're in your room in the mornings, that is. In fact, pretty much most of the day. It's kind of strange how there's positives in everything, isn't there? Everyone's thinking negative, including me probably, about winter, approaching winter. That there are actually quite a lot of positives come out of that. And hey, I enjoy shoveling snow, just as I enjoy sweeping leaves. It's therapeutic. Even if you can't get the car out of the driveway. Well, I've got a wee job to do today. I'm heading out shortly to pick up some bits and pieces, and then I'm going to do the wee job. Not here. Funny enough, I have to travel half a mile to get to my friend's house, who's actually only 30 yards away from me. But I need to take the car. I'll do that, since it's a nice day. It's an outdoor job. And then, hopefully, that'll be me free to tidy up around the house and garden yet again. The leaves, my goodness me. And enjoy the weekend, whatever the weekend brings. I don't know. Maybe another wee trip up the Trossachs, or down to Largs and Rossie, or maybe the Fife Coast. St. Andrews. Nah, I'll have to wait and see, won't I? I'm going to hold that thought. it'll keep me thinking positively about getting a wee jaunt out. Just getting away from the door for a wee bit. That's cold. That is cold. The sun's just moved another wee bit and it's found a spot and it's illuminating that Acer. I can't remember its proper title, but it's the hardest of all my Acers. It's only about 3 feet high and about 4 or 5 feet across, but it's beautiful blood orange colour now. And same thing is, when the sun hits it, it becomes yellow in parts, and it's beautiful just now. It's hanging on to its leaves. All the rest have gone, all the other racers have all gone over, lost their leaves, tucked themselves up for the winter. This one seems to be a lot hardier, which is nice because it's the colours that are on it with the sun. It's like having your own fire in the garden, you know, reds and yellows. What would I do without a garden? Imagine if I didn't have a garden, I was going out onto a concrete balcony somewhere, or what would I talk about? I don't even want to think about that. Well, that happened at my feet, and I'm not joking about that. Mrs. Blackbird was hunting another cock blackbird, and I swept into the garden and right down through the bush, right to my feet, and she saw him off. The intruder. Bink, bink, bink. It's exciting. I was talking about not having a garden. Well, if I hadn't, I wouldn't have experienced that. Ah, it's beautiful.